Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I am joined, as always, by Autumn Malone.
Yeah, I'm here too. That was so smooth. That was like the... It just hit midnight, and you're like, this is WMFO Radio. I have to give you a compliment for that.
Thank you. So that was I'm In Your Mind, which is the first track off of King Gizzard's I'm In Your Mind Fuzz. And it is a quarter of the I'm In Your Mind Fuzz suite, which opens the album, which is four tracks, and is really cool. And it's basically just like a 15-minute jam, but, you know, I'm not doing that, so.
I mean, who doesn't like a good suite?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I've been getting really, really into King Giz over the past couple weeks.
It's a good thing. You could listen to just their music for the rest of your life.
Literally.
And you still would probably forget songs.
No, that's literally what has been happening. Like, all the songs that I've been saving, like, today when I was going through trying to pick one, I mean, I know what I'm In Your Mind sounds like, because I've listened to a bunch, but I was going through a bunch of the other ones that I had saved, and I was like, what does this one sound like? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's, okay, yeah. Because I've listened to the whole albums. I haven't listened to a ton of songs like in isolation.
Reminds me of when you when you texted me over the summer about Of Montreal. You were like, oh, you would like them. And then you're just like, oh, wait, they're coming out with like 20 tracks every 6 months. Like, it's just an insanely large discography. And King Gizzard's cool. So is Of Montreal because they just like do everything.
Yeah.
You can't really get tired of it.
I gotta respect King Giz because it's not... It'd be one thing if they were just pumping out a ton of albums and some of them weren't that great. But it seems like everything that they've put out as of late has been really, really good. And then, like, stuff that's not really a full album. Like, they put out Laminated Denim, which, like, people are counting as an album. But it's, like, two tracks, so it's an EP.
Right.
And it's, like, not that... It's not, like, anything groundbreaking, but it's, like, it's a good jam.
Yeah.
Gets the job done. But, yeah. Shout out Washington Commies for...
Commies.
Have you not seen that?
I haven't heard that.
That's what NFL Twitter that's really is calling good. Them.
Yeah, good job beating the formerly undefeated Eagles.
That's the most fraudulent undefeated team since the 11-0 Steelers.
I don't know, man. They were playing pretty well, but they were bound to have a bad game. Also, yeah, the refs.
I mean, that ref ball was insane.
I think they're going to change the face mask rule just because of that call.
Well, the commentators were talking about that they've been trying to get this change for like 15, like five.
When it has to do with player safety, right? That's what they're saying.
Yeah, and it's also like these are 15-yard calls. These aren't like small penalties.
Yeah, it's not
they
like
should
a little,
be reviewed, especially even if the rule is like if in the last quarter of regulation there's a call like that, it should be reviewed because that I don't know.
I mean,
if it
that totally
changed the game.
That was a pretty big deal. That play.
But AJ Brown is turning out to be the best trade of the entire offseason, outside of Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins, which leading the AFC East, fraudulent Josh Allen, fraudulent Buffalo Bills franchise.
I mean, you guys are good, but the Giants are better, so.
We play the Giants in a
couple
weeks.
Look at the numbers.
Danny Dimes. Let's get it. No, y'all's coach is insane. I forget the dude's name, but he's...
Brian...
Something.
White guy.
Too many
heavy
names.
Heavy white man.
Heavy set white fellow.
That's the entire Giants coaching staff.
You mean Andy Reid?
I mean, they're all just copies.
That was a really funny clip that came out this week. Like, somebody said that Andy Reid was voted the fourth most attractive NFL head coach. And he was just like, oh, I'm wondering why I'm not higher.
Nice.
And then Patrick Mahomes goes on. He's like, yeah, that's one sexy individual. And he's got the swag to back it up.
Yes, he does.
I don't know why I just gave Patrick Mahomes really southern
twang. He plays in Kansas and therefore he's from Georgia.
I can't do his accent. It's like, it's something. Yeah. I don't know, whatever. So yeah, we got some more music up next. Got some Doom.
Of course.
Gas Draws.
Yeah.
Banger. Probably my favorite song off Operation Doomsday. Might be a controversial take, but like whatever. All right, yeah, this is a SMF Doom. Enjoy.
Operation Doomsday. By the way, I re-up on bad dreams, back up screams in 50s, re-up on mad schemes that heat shop like Jiffy.
Pop, pop.
In an instant, get smoked like Winston cigarettes, holes get ripped off like Nicorette.
Pats.
In real life, the real tripe scene, Might snatch your life like assault machine. Rifle, dead up, set up like bullfight. Be blooded how we like, cut it white or in full flight. The unemotional, call me antisocial. On the run, off the gun, death tally commercial. Death Valley is like rehearsal to the streets, to my peeps. GM, MF on the beat. Rhymes, it's chosen like the weapons of war. So keep from stepping on my floor or delivery front door. I bring it to y'all motherfuckers, master yours. My disaster cause, hell and gas drawers. The super villain cooler than a million. I'll be chilling, still quick to slice squares like Sicilians. Don't make me have to hurt the feelings. I'll ruin you in the dirt that I'll be doing in my dealings. Sending spirits through the ceiling, chrome peeling, dome blown. Within the comforts of your own home, grown big, wheeling and high rolling. I hold in lie, keep the style on my eyes swollen. Holding and following a pal, known as massive versatile. I like to big them up, Monster Al. Them gas drawers. To my brother Sub Rock and Black Jew, I crack proof for two more free men, two up. I hit the brew up like nobody knows how. Extra unseen feels when giving crews a brush with death like between meals. Two times a day with brothers as tight like a noose. With more rhymes than use than Dr. Seuss, a motherfucking mother goose. Exorcist, Mrs. Flirter, whoever you hook or hurt her. Next to malicious murder, track type vicious. Fulfilling the pipe wishes, the missus may be legal. Minus the baby eagle, any given summer's eve, don't breathe. 16 shots, I do believe, and one up the sleeve. Master of the O, who predict your last pause? I told y'all, hell and gas drawers breaking glass and plastic jaw like federal drastic law. Fetter from fighting secret war with them Fantastic Four.
Invisible bitch.
Versus Doom with the metal face before it go to state. The whole better settle case, the flow is at pedal pace. Steady like tricycles, beware all suckers, it's froze like icicles.
Bag them up.
And bagging bitches like nickels, cause I lick them where they tickle. Before I hit the clip though, I'ma spit till I pronounce. More hits than an ounce, no doubt. About to bounce, X the unannounced, I'm out. And I like to give a shout out to the brother Jet Jaguar, Megalon, and King Ghidra. I call this joint right here Gas Drawers. And hell with yours.
All right, so that's definitely in competition for my favorite hip-hop sample of all time. It's Steely Dan's Black Cow, of course.
Mm. I mean, I think all of Doom's stuff is in your competition for best hip-hop samples of all time, so, you know.
I don't know if he'd be the person I'd pick for, like, best sample usage. Because he's kind of a one-trick pony, if we're being... It's a lot of, like, 60s cartoons that he just, like, flips and then leaves, like, minute-long clips at the end of his songs. Yeah. But
it's a formula that works.
It's definitely a sound, and he's probably the only person on the planet who could ever, like, pull it off in that way. So, you know, that's not for nothing.
Sorry, I'm thinking about my code.
Euclid's
algorithm.
That.
You know what Euclid's algorithm does?
No.
Helps you find the greatest common divisor.
What?
When do you need that, you may ask?
Okay.
I don't know if we learned that part yet, but you might. And I got the code if you need it.
What is it, the greatest common divisor?
The GCD, man. You learn that in like algebra or something.
I'm going to let you know a little secret.
Not a STEM guy over here.
Don't remember anything from... the least common... No, okay, so
yeah,
it's the least common multiple times. Okay,
yeah, I got you.
All right.
Yeah, so I got the code to prove it now. I really
Sick.
Brought back my C++. Yeah, if you ever need it.
Yeah, I'll hit you up when I need that.
Yeah, no, that's been fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I speak for everybody on campus right now. I am insanely burnt out.
Yeah, it's pretty bad right now. It was just last week. I think other people had it too. Like something about last week and the week before was just like wasn't quite midterms, but it was like something else.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else going on.
No.
I just had so much stuff. And I still have stuff, but I'm not doing stuff.
Yeah, so shout out David Proctor.
Every week, every 2 weeks, man, he gets his special shout out from you.
I know. I'm really happy I took his class. I think I'm going to take another one of his next semester, but it's just
What's your count up to then, like 14? 14
what?
Proctor classes?
No, this is my first Proctor class.
I'm kidding.
Well, outside of the one over the summer, but yeah. I'm not part of the cult of David Proctor, like some of these kids in my class. Okay. Oh, also, Tufts Republicans.
Is that a... Oh, yeah.
So, I walk into my class, and these two kids are talking about something, and one of them says something along the lines of, like, oh, they misquoted me on this piece about economic reform or something like that, and immediately I'm like...
Who's... Wait.
Just two kids in my history class.
They got quoted in a piece...
Yeah, or like he submitted his piece to be published, and I'm assuming like a Tufts Republican publication, it's probably underground, because the second I walk in the room, they stop talking, and then one of them goes, "Oh, do you know so and so who's in TR?" And I'm like, "What other club are you having to abbreviate?" And so now my whole class, all the people in the class that I like, all know that they're the Republicans.
That they're in TR.
I mean, it's not a shocker. On the first day of class, this kid was like, everybody was like talking about what they're interested in learning and like history. And this kid was like, I love World War II. I'm like, red flag.
I know. Atrocities are just very attractive to me.
They're sick. What are you talking about? So you want to play a body song?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think we'll play that after this.
I gotta choose one because like this whole.
I don't know what's been going on. I feel like I go in waves of being like super into funk, and then it just like immediately like leaves my body for
another
3 months.
I've been
on
like a super jazz kick recently. Like I can't get off it. And actually, ever since AEIOU, I've been on like a crazy Brazilian like. Oh. I was supposed to know the name of the genre. There's a specific name for like Brazilian
bossa nova.
No, it's not bossa nova, but like Brazilian, like more recent than bossa nova. There's a specific. I gotta look it up after this. But like Brazilian jazz pop thing.
Oh, it's sick.
But it's all like really good, and there's something about the sound of Portuguese that's just like it's really interesting to me.
Shout out Lula. I mean, I can't say it on air, but I have some very strong feelings about Bolsonaro, and good thing that man is out of office.
Yeah,
wow. Because I'm pretty sure my landlord's family supports Bolsonaro, whatever.
Well,
This is Family Affair by Sly and the Family Stone.
I mean, that's a great one. Honestly, I might have to save Badu for later, because I know this is going to come on. I'm going to be like, oh no, I'm going to have to play like three more songs after this.
So. All right, we're going to jam out in the studio. I encourage you all to do the same. And shout out Addy, and shout out the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, go Thunder.
Go Thunder.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there, but you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Wow, it got really steamy in here. Was that just me, or
that's just the Sly effect? I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what it is.
You ever see a Summer Soul, a Questlove documentary?
I don't know if I sat down and watched the whole thing. My dad definitely watched it, and I feel like I probably watched it with him.
It's really
because
sick.
I remember watching some part of it.
Yeah, it's on Hulu, and it's about the Harlem Cultural Arts Festival, and I want to say like 1970 or 1969.
Yeah,
and it's just like.
Well, he just grew up out of that.
It's effectively the Woodstock equivalent for like African American music at this time, and it was not publicized whatsoever until Questlove like made this documentary. Yeah. Really cool stuff.
It's like kind of recent though, right?
Yeah, it came out last year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's what it was. A bunch of, they found a bunch of archival footage of the show that was previously released.
And yeah. Either you have like Questlove doing that, or we just released 60 hours of the Beatles playing music.
Lame. Which would I prefer to watch? The Questlove one. Nine times out of ten. I had a enlightening moment a few nights ago. The Kinks are the best British invasion band, and I'm just gonna die by that.
That's fair. I really like the Kinks.
Arthur. Oh my god, Victoria and Shangri-La are like probably my two favorite songs from that time period. It's insane. They're just so good. Victoria is just a post-punk song like 10 years before post-punk was a thing.
I know, that's the thing, like all this, I don't know, all this stuff now is just like it's all been done. Like how there's this whole like the dance wave that's happening for huge, like whatever, Drake's thing and Beyonce's album and stuff like that. All that stuff has been done.
Beyonce killed him on that front.
Yeah,
just gotta say.
I mean, that's a great album. There was the other day and I just couldn't stop. I don't even think I've listened to the album all the way through.
No, it's too long. I haven't actually sat down with
that. But I just like catch myself singing that one. I don't know the last time I've listened to any of those songs, but that's a good album.
Yeah. All right, well, let's keep it pushing.
I know, because now we have like
couple of longer
Sweets
tracks
of
in here.
Music coming up.
Yeah, this is D'Angelo. Shout out Auden for actually like getting me into D'Angelo.
I think I'd always been sad.
He'd always been in the back of my mind, and like I'd always been vaguely aware of him, but I'd never actually sat down and listened to any of his stuff.
Have you been keeping up with Atlanta?
No.
Or no, you didn't watch this season, right? Because you didn't really like the plot stuff.
That's what's up now. I was literally going to start watching season 3 tonight.
Because I really enjoy. I think it's season 4 now.
Yeah, I haven't even seen season 3. So I'm going to watch it all through.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
I think it's still season 4.
It just ended yesterday.
It just ended, right? Yeah. And I still have to watch the two most recent episodes.
I just heard this. I heard this theory that the entire show is a dream.
I mean.
And like the last episode I saw was called "It Was All a Dream." And I'm vaguely worried that's where it's going.
I think Donald Glover is probably very aware of what people say about his show.
Yeah.
It's just every single episode, like Addie and I watched it all together, and it's just every single episode, you're just like, I don't know what just happened, but it was super, super entertaining.
I've just been on the Trailer Park Boys.
I know. I feel like here's your excuse to not watch more Trailer Park Boys and
it's
lose
brain cells. It's just the perfect, like, tired as hell, and I just come over, throw it on like nothing of consequence. It's the same five jokes repeated for like 14 seasons, but it works.
I think that's fair.
All right, this is Untitled "How Does It Feel" by D'Angelo off of Voodoo. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And now, a dramatic reading by Autumn Malone.
Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. More than 10 drinks a day. Just some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, baby.
That was, yeah. I'm thinking about those numbers.
Who needs therapy when you got an ice cold beer? Am I right, fellas?
When you got 74 of them. Don't laugh.
It's not. No, I'm not laughing.
It's not funny.
Oh, no, please. Use healthy emotional outlets to cope with these things.
Like sleeping, guys. Actually, for real, though, I don't know if I've already talked about this on air, but before I went to college, my mom sent me like a New York Times article, as most moms do. And it was like, do my friends hate me or am I just tired? And the answer is usually that you're tired. So, guys, if your friends hate you, either they do or you're tired. You got a 50-50 shot, so just go to bed.
Just got a text from Ben saying, talk about Tinder. I would know nothing about Tinder.
I mean, I would know even less.
That's true. Yeah.
But I've actually learned a lot about it recently.
From Ben?
yeah, I'm actually kind of a... Around the house, they call me the Riz King. How many listeners have we got?
Unspoken Riz.
I mean, yeah, I think we've got probably a lot of listeners, and they would definitely agree, so.
Oh, you know what I... Speaking of unspoken Riz, you know what I watched this weekend?
What?
RRR. Have you heard about this?
No.
This is the highest grossing Indian film of all time.
It's the two superhero... I've watched it.
No, not the two superhero guys.
Not superheroes. Like, the one of them's, like, from the jungle.
Yes, and
the
other, yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God, it's so good.
It is the best movie I've ever seen.
The dance scene?
Is the
at
best.
The wedding?
The Riz.
Oh, my God. That's literally unspoken. It's literally unspoken. When they go into that dance, oh, my God. I was losing my mind.
I cannot even tell you. I the way that I felt watching that is how like
hardcore. Wait, did you watch it this weekend?
Yeah, I watched it
on yeah Saturday. I watched this like months ago with my dad. Was like, oh, this is like a really popular Indian film. I was like, it was like 11 p.m and he was like, yeah, we're just gonna watch this, and we're like, we're probably not gonna finish it because it's like a 3.5 hour movie.
It feels like
so
nothing.
Long
it feels like
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's kind of true. There's just so much happening. But it's like a 3 hour movie, and my dad is like, whatever, he's my dad. He's like 50. Actually, he just turned 50, what year is it? He's 55. He just turned 55. Okay. And so it's like 11. It's like, oh, he's probably going to fall asleep at 12. But the movie is just so... the way it grabs your attention. And then they hit that dance scene like 2.5 hours in. And you're like, I'm totally with this.
I got to be honest with you. The way that I was reacting to this movie... I was watching with Dan, who had seen it before.
Yeah.
I was reacting to this how I'm assuming like hardcore Marvel fans reacted to like Endgame and Infinity War in the theater.
It I was standing so up good.
And it was, oh my God.
The reason I said superheroes is because I just remember the last fight scene where they're like,
oh yeah, he's literally like
picking up whole buildings and like throwing them at each other and like fighting off tigers and stuff. Not whole buildings, like columns though. He uses like that
it's
column.
In the jungle. Yeah, he's got like the bow on fire. And
yeah, he's yeah. like.
He turns into like the Indian folk hero.
Yeah, he gets like his skull crushed, but he's fine. Like, it's just, oh my God. Yeah, that movie was insane. I might have to watch it again.
I was if you haven't seen RRR and you have a Netflix subscription, if 3 hours is too long for you, break it into like 3 1-hour segments.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was also split up like a
not really,
but a little bit. It was split up into acts. It was really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. SS Rajmouri, what a guy.
Dude.
What a guy.
That first scene where he's going through the crowd. And it's like a total mob. Remember, he's like guarding the.
Oh yeah,
he's like guarding
jumping,
the fence.
He jumps over.
And there's
over.
Like thousands of people in this angry mob, and
he's
just
trying
like
to catch the one guy who threw
yeah,
a stone.
He
at King
just catches
George.
The one guy, and he just like bodies 50 people, and he somehow has that's like insane. A 70-foot vertical. Oh my God! Yeah, he's my hero.
The British are deeply evil, and I like that this movie shows that.
Yeah, it sort of unpacked that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So it's below 30 degrees outside. So you know what that means.
What does it mean, Harrison?
The Coke Rap playlist is back in full swing.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Because if I'm going to be cold, I want to be listening to cold music.
There you go.
Dr. Birds, Griselda.
Toss it on.
Enjoy.
Taking three flavors, shoot the nigga now, we speak later. Up to Whitney, got the Mac with me, hit behind the Warhol. Dip the Bergdorf, shut up the whole store. Cherry 57 in the back, learning lessons. Crackin', drying it, be ready in a second. 40 chains on, halo, I'm a guard nigga. Fear a guard, jogger, rockin' nigga. I don't even jog, hanging out the wagon, sunroof. Pick the nigga off. The meal with the chill bezel. All my phones ready, make me feel special. Banana pill, AK, I'm looking real extra. With the cop keys, I'm on the green Teslas. Told Virgil, right brick on my brick.
Right brick on my brick. Right brick on my brick.
Told Virgil, right brick on my brick. Ayo, a Mary's filled with cash, I'm in the fashion district. Shoot your mama house a fool, I have to pick it. All my niggas dealing, all my niggas killing. The niggas try to test me, now them niggas missing. Milk quarters, still awesome. Water whip coke, I still force it. Rosé out the faucet. Tell Virgil, right brick on my bread.
Look, Lil Brody let off his 30, he ain't even flinch. Caught the body, dipped to the A, nobody seen him since. 560 bins and I ain't need the tents. My weak ascent cost more than your mama need for rent. That's just for one sip, the drum rip, leave you rinse. Hide the body for a week and it's gon' leave a stench. Rappers coming to my city, they gon' need consent. Cause we already know you pussy, nigga, we convinced. I told Virgil, right brick on my brick. The nicest with this shit, ain't right this, I just spit. White bitch on my dick, this ice drip on my fist. No shoe deal, but look at all this Nike shit that I get. On Doe Street, this white shit that I pitch. 2 in the morning on the corner, night shift with my blick. No soda in this off-white shit that I whip. I'm rich, put all this off-white shit on my bitch. So if it's smoke, we ain't even asking. We just pulling up and somebody gon' see a casket. Hauling Ash and Benny like James Worthy, Kareem and Magic. Every time Griselda drop, the shit gon' be a classic.
I gave cocaine to users and OKs to shooters. I'm cocky, Vinish Versace with the stone-faced Medusa. Sopranos, Amagianos, we got gold-plated Rugas. This pistol, a backflip you and blow your whole frame to poodle. Got all eyes on us, can we chill? Eating with snakes, probably getting killed. Cause trust me, a family had a Henry Hill. And every man don't got a Benny skill. When you this dope, it take at least 50 mil just to sit me still.
Like 10 on my whip, white bitch on my dick. Right wish when I whip, that white brick on my brick. Runway Margiela, that type shit on my bitch. Butterflies and spikes, that type shit on my kick. These rappers wanna be trendy, they hoes wanna be friendly. But never, she wear Forever 21 like it's Fendi. I told that bitch it's Givenchy, she pronounced it Givenchy. She wanna fuck me and run through all my accounts till they empty. What was she gonna do? I'm still thinking militant. Old paraphernalia laying around, I got rid of it. Then settled all my differences. I really had a chicken with a tree stamp, like I stepped on it with a Timberland. The butcher, nigga.
I was informed while listening to that song that Virgil did, in fact, write brick on his brick.
I mean, they say it enough that I think he didn't have a choice.
I mean, that is, that's one of my favorite, Chris, that's one of my favorite West Side Gun parts. Oh, man. If you haven't gotten into, if you haven't gotten into Griselda yet, I don't know what you're doing.
That's what our study music was last week. We were all working downstairs at our new, beautiful $28 table, and Addy got his new Marshall speaker, and we were just bumping Griselda for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard. And it's pretty great.
Jonah texted me out of the blue and said something like West Side Gun is like washed, or like has like the new album wasn't good. And I was just like, I texted him back and I was like, yeah, here's literally what it says. No gunfire. And I said, I F with it. Not going to lie. Super Kick Party goes hard. And he just didn't respond.
That's all he wanted you to know.
Yeah, I guess
he's a man of very few words.
I respect it, though. Yeah. I mean, is Hitler Wears Their Best Tape in his best tape? No. But it's still good.
No. No, I like it. So. Oh, and that reminds... Yeah, and he has a song with the first place I heard him was the Free Nationals album. Not the first place I heard him.
Wait, what? He's but on the Free Nationals
album? Yeah, man. He's got one of the songs on that album.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure it's West Side Gun and Conway. I swear.
Yeah, you're right. The Rivington.
That was like one of the first... Because I listened to that album so much, and... I'd heard his voice before, but I hadn't like listened to him, and I was like, wait, this is like really good. That's a good song too.
I've definitely heard this before. I think I just completely forgot about it. I mean,
why am I playing music?
I'm more partial to the chopped up soul samples and them rapping about selling coke. I don't know. I find it inherently funny because they're like their 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, but they get it done.
I know.
Just like Bean Shooter. Always getting it done.
When are we getting Bean Shooter on the program?
I know, he hasn't been here in a while.
I know.
I think he's down in Columbia still.
Hiding out.
Yeah.
He lost the mayoral race.
Yeah. He's really... No, the Lowell City Council race. Yeah.
I wrote him in.
Did you actually?
No. But now, upon further reflection, I knew Charlie Crist wasn't going to win, so I should have just wrote in Bean Shooter.
Bean Shooter, the one and only...
Oh, man. So we got about 20 minutes left.
Yeah, we don't even have that much time left.
I mean, we got a little bit of breathing room. Yeah,
that's true.
I don't know if we have time for the Herbie Hancock song, unfortunately. Oh. There's always...
Should we play half of it? I don't even know if we can play half of it. It's just... It's
How
just
long is it?
9 minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Let's just do it.
All right, yeah, we're going to take a little break, and we'll get that Herbie Hancock song on for you. Is I Thought It Was You by Herbie Hancock.
Just a blade.
Whenever Auden picks the song, it's always good. And it always is something that I have not listened to recently and is going to enter my rotation.
I'm very thoughtful with my... I got to search through, like...
It really is.
I always got to search through the real depths
gotta
of
go
my...
Got to go through the archives.
Of my, seriously. Dude, I wish Tidal would give me, like, access to all my user data.
You know what I wish?
I would love to go through it. What?
I wish we had a 10 p.m. slot, and I wish it was once a week.
You know what? So does everybody on this program. So.
Yeah, WMFO is crazy right now. I don't know if you're on the sub list, but like, if you don't respond within a second
people,
of getting it, it's
scoop
gone.
It up.
Yeah,
they fat man scoop it up.
Fat man scoop.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean,
I'm sad.
Have you heard of any other? There's definitely other schools that do it, but like, every time I tell someone like, oh yeah, like you go on the radio like once a week, once every 2 weeks, and just like. Play stuff for an hour, they're like, what? Like, you guys are allowed to do that? And I'm like, I think so.
I have the opposite experience. I feel like
really?
Every time I say it, it's either like, oh, I do that too, or like, one of my good friends does that. So I don't know.
No.
I feel like it's pretty common nowadays.
Yeah.
But yeah, mark my words, I'm getting a much better slot next semester while you're relegated to Amsterdam.
I'll listen in on the FM radio. I'll get a super radio and get all the way over to Medford.
I think they have internet in Amsterdam. I might be mistaken.
I don't know.
Think
we're pretty
have
far up north, my man. I don't know.
In the Netherlands.
You think this is cold? Awaken.
At least I'm not in the Netherlands. Yeah. Isn't it crazy that they just like called a country that?
Yeah. Like, at least it's not like a different country, and then it's just like you're in the Nether region. You know what I mean? Like, that would probably be worse.
I mean, it is all swamp. It's all, like...
It's fair.
You know?
I don't know. I'm excited. It's going to be fun. I got some crazy classes coming up, guys. You're going to hear so much about algorithmic persuasion in the digital society. It's going to be insane.
See, here's the good thing. If you call into WMFO, I'm assuming I don't have to pay for the international calls.
So I'm just never going to call you. I'm just going to wait for your slots.
Just call
WMFO, and you're going to be like, man, I haven't heard from you in a week. That's insane.
So we got one song left over. This is Fly By Low.
Yeah, we meant to play it like a month ago. But.
Yeah, really sad news about Mimi Parker. Died from a pretty extended battle with cancer. But yeah, some of the only cool Mormons ever. So yeah, this is Fly. We'll see you guys after Thanksgiving. I hope everybody has a really nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, everybody get some rest. Do your homework, but if you don't want to, you don't have to. No one's
exactly.
telling you what
Nobody's
to do.
Nobody's stopping you.
But you should do it. But
grades are a construct. College is fake. Guys, nothing's real.
We're all just animals.
All right. This is Low. This is Fly. Enjoy. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yep.